I suppose the reason I was drawn to the symposium is I am currently interested in how I move away from my protective barrier system that I normally have in place to protect myself, or I have for many years had in place, like something between me and that person pretending to be authentic, but actually guarding. You know, it's only been in the last 2 years I've spoken about my personal life with the students. So I've always been guarded, and I think that has transposed in what I said, but also physically in what I do and how I talk. And it's made a difference. So there's transparency, I suppose, for me. But what that's done to me physically, I've noticed a difference in that that there isn't something here. And so there's a live space between me and the people I work with. And that live space I'm very interested in terms of...
Social work have... The three P's I came across once, which was professional, personal, and private. Mm. And that actually, in order to build relationships, we should be in the personal.
Mm.
And it's interesting that I think sometimes in the arts, we talk about professionalism and what a professional relationship is and how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. There is something in order to be authentic, finding the personal you. And that's not the intimate... You know, there's that step which is about opening up your, allowing all of your life to be with you.
One of the words that really anchors is presence.
Mm.
So adding a fourth P. And I have an ongoing inquiry. What does it mean to be present?
Mm.
Present to myself, present to other, present to the space between us. And curiosity is that within a HE environment, you are often putting... things into a container that has a time restraint that maybe in community practice you'd have much more time for that initial building of relationship, that initial sense of arriving and inquiring, what are you bringing? What is it that I need to know? What is it that makes us safe enough with each other so that we can be present? So in a mini version, I do bring that into my teaching. You know, it's that the simplicity of the format of sitting in a circle, of reiterating those foundations that you are welcome exactly as you are with whatever it is going on, that I don't subscribe to a very old notion that you leave your baggage at the door. You know, I don't expect students to split themselves and leave things behind. I invite them to be as present as they can be with whatever is most appropriate for being in a community.
Experience, but I really recognise the physical impact of that, that in terms of presence, I give my whole self, which makes me feel like I really find my horizontal and I really find a sense of spreading in the space that I can give myself all, because I don't feel like I don't have to have something here. So I think a lot of my previous teaching had my hands in front of my chest and had my hands moving quite a lot as like a pong, pong, like defending bullets, if you like. And now I really feel comfortable delivering from here and letting this kind of front surface of me be exposed, which feels like has that transparency to it. You know?
And there's, for me, in an HE context, finding that place. When 10 minutes beforehand I've been sat at a computer bullet typing emails and getting them off and finding that presence to be 100% with the students at the moment they are there. And for me, the only way I'm finding around that is needing to be out of the office and into the space or somewhere and coming back to me before I go to meet them. Because the energy that I can get in admin is extraordinary. It's like, you know, that wacky racers when they used to have all the, you know, the feet going really fast under the car. I can get my body to a state where the adrenaline is firing and I'm racing and my heart is racing from it. And I more and more recognise that impact of that. And use teaching and moving across campus to release that. So I can't now work at the office desk for a whole day. I need to change so that I literally physically let it go. think. Yeah. I draw on my dance training as I walk between buildings, as I stand and ground my feet into the floor, waiting outside a classroom for someone to come out. Well, there's two things. One, that I notice it in the first place, that I notice a shift in the state, the presence of my body, but also that I have this bag of skills that are, I suppose, second nature now, that I know I can control. I can use imagery in my mind in order to shift the quality of my walk or my relationship with the space around me. And that's where we've got a very useful bag of skills, I think, that could be transferred elsewhere.
I, from my training, have kind of taken that need to settle to understand what my body is in that space and what numerous bodies may be in that space. If it's, you know, quite compact, if we're in a small space and we're depending on what the task is, how that arriving time to work out how that's going to impact what the session's going to be. And I think from those two things, that arriving and that my desire to sense the environment, I think that comes into that whole point of the relational way in which I think all of us teach, that we can have a plan, we can have a timetable, there can be a definite output that needs to come from these 2 hours, but the flexibility, the adaptability required based on what you're receiving in front of you in that moment. And I think that's where I draw upon my authentic self to sense, maybe I don't always get it, but sense what I need and what I want from that, and sense for the students what they're bringing and what they need from that space. And that then always, for me, has to shift how we begin things. I've always have a plan, but my plan never has to begin with something. It has to arrive somewhere, maybe, hopefully, at one point. But there's that subtle shifting into whatever it is that we're trying to achieve in the space.
It's a score, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always think that idea of an improvisational score where you have a structure, things that you're going to arrive at, pass by, engage with during that time that you improvise, but the flexibility of how that happens is very much about what's happening in that live moment.
And that skill in improvisation is to do with relational experience. You know, it is to do with sensing others in the space. And for me, the more I teach in HE, the more I want to get closer to it being co-creative, it being collaborative. Like you said about that barrier, I see in HE now I'm in it and I start to understand the frameworks and structures and all those things. That's the important thing for me in terms of my practice, is shifting as much as possible towards that collaborative approach to that, so that the improvisation can come from all sources in the room, people and other.
It's giving up the expert.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
It's giving up being the expert, which particularly within a higher education context, I think, is not natural, you know.
Absolutely, and that is so tied to being, for me, a community dance artist, someone who isn't in a designated context where certain aims and objectives needs to be met, as we find in HE, but in just bringing people together. And actually the artistic and creative dance practice is what builds community. That for me is our golden ticket as dance artists in this context, I think.
And for me, improvising, I discovered flow. I've experienced flow in my body, in my creative self, that sense when you are in a state and everything makes absolute sense in that moment, and your decision making is not happening in a cerebral way. And I realise that I'm seeking that flow in teaching, in wanting the group to find with me a flow which might be about passion, engagement, but the space is active, alive, generating something. We're working together. And actually, that's also community, isn't it? Where you're working together towards a comet. So it's not me pulling them or pushing them or dragging them. I'm not seeking that. I'm seeking a place where, as a group, we found flow, and then I really don't have to be an expert or even lead, because they're driving it forwards as much as I am.
I know that the one thing that I will always do is remember my body. I will always remember my body, even if I forget it for 3 days and go into freeze and don't move. At some point, I will always remember my body. So then for me, everything that I do inevitably comes back down to, so how can I be present in my body with what I'm doing?